Welcome to the sermon from Silver Lake Baptist Church. Our mission is to celebrate the greatness of God with all we are for the joy, hope, and renewal of our community. We are so glad you have chosen to listen to our message. We pray you will be blessed by your time with us today.
Good morning. Well, unfortunately for you guys this morning, unlike that last song, I have not lost any words to speak this morning. In fact, I'm going to try to have us out by 5 because I got to make up for a couple weeks. So, you guys aren't hungry or nothing, are you? Okay, let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for just always being faithful to us. You're faithful to us. You're faithful to your word. And we just trust you. We put our trust in you. We put our hope in you. And we just rest in who you are. And we give you the praise. Holy Spirit, speak through me this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to dive into the word. Okay. Good to see you guys this morning, by the way. Man, there's so many places in here and so much I was wanting to share. But I think I'm going to start out with the basics of what I want to get to this morning. And it's simply this. It's in John chapter 1. And I'm going to start in verse 1, because I think if we get this, we get the foundation of everything that is going on in all of Scripture, right? So John 1, 1, I'll give you guys a second, because I want you guys to read it, right? I want you guys to have your eyes on it and see it and hear it and what it says. It says this. John chapter 1, is everyone there? Okay, John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. Was the what?
Word.
In the beginning was the what?
Word.
The Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was. Was who?
God.
Now listen to this again. In the beginning was what?
Word.
And the Word was with God, and the Word was what?
God.
Was God, right? He was with God in the beginning. And so it goes on and it says this. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Now let's go back again. I want to read this again. Like Pastor James, we get it. I was like you're going to get it, right? Because faith comes by what?
Hearing.
And hearing what? The Word of God, right? So we're hearing the Word of God, and that's what builds our faith. We hear, and we hear, and we hear, and we hear, and pretty soon it drops from our head to our heart, right? And then it's head, heart, and then out of that, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth what? It speaks. Not only it speaks, but our actions go out because of what we're believing in our heart, right? So when I'm facing something that we hear all kinds of reports, right? And so I get it, like you turn on the news and they say this or they say that, and it don't matter what side of the news is on. But I'm like, you know what? I'm going to find out what God says about my life and about my situation, about what's going on, and this is my authority. Straight up. And if we get our focus off on anything other and make anything else more relevant than what this says, then what we're really doing is giving that more credence in our life than God himself. This is our map. This is our life, right? This is, we can kind of trust in it, right? You can take this check to the bank and it'll cash every time. Right? It will never come back insufficient funds, right? In fact, it'll say, hey, in fact, you've got interest on this. Let me give you more, right? Because it always multiplies when you understand the power of God's Word and who He is. And but it says more than that. It says in the beginning was who? The Word. Who? And the Word was with God. And the Word? Who do you think they're talking about here? I'm going to give you one. What?
Jesus.
Jesus. What? In the beginning was Jesus. And Jesus was with God. And Jesus was God, right? Not only was He God, but He still is, right? Not only was He in the beginning, but He still is now. He's the great I am, not the great I was or the great I'm going to be. He's the ever-present help in the time of need. And we can lean on Him. We can trust Him. And we can know that He's there for us. And we can align with, what are you saying about my life? What are you saying about this situation? How is this working in my life? Because like I hear this report and I hear that report and I hear, well, we got to worry about this and we got to worry about that. But I want to tell you something. There's one standard that trumps it all. And it's the Word of God. And what He says, it will not return void, but it will accomplish what He set it out to do. That means that truth, the truth in this Word was true before I believed it. Right? And all of a sudden I say, oh, James believes it now. Like, I am important to God. Obviously, I'm His favorite. I mean, why else would He make me so pretty? Right? Honestly, right? I am God's favorite, right? I was talking to the customers the other day. I pull up there and I'm like, they're like, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to retire from shoeing? I was like, well, I'm not going to retire yet, but I got a backup plan. And they're like, oh, yeah, what is that? And I was like, I'm going to be a model. And they laughed, too. Why are you guys laughing? I've had my picture up on the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, boys. The Colts starting Challenge USA, right? And it was all up, all over in there. I'm already a model. Most models that are aspiring don't even get that, right? So I'm kind of hurt a little bit, right? But the truth is that when God says something, it's true when God says it, not when I believe it. Right? He doesn't need my approval for what He says to be true. It's already true because He says it. And so all I'm doing is coming into alignment with Him. I was working the Frisian horse yesterday that I have my crash test dummy, Matt, with me. And Matt's coming up and he's like stiff. Like he's working the horse. I had him saddle the horse and move it around and I went and done something. And I come back. I was like, Matt, just chill out a little bit. And he's like, I am chill. He's like, I'm just trying to get this horse to do something. I said, dude, just step back. I said, I want you to go like this. So I sat back and I was like, I want you to go breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. And I showed him how to do it. And when I did that, the horse comes and boom, right there. I was like, now you do it. And he's like, out here? I said, well, do you want to go to the house to do it? I said, yeah, out here. So Matt goes, oh. I was like, dude, you got to commit. I was like, if you can't get out of your own way, that horse ain't never going to trust you. So he goes, oh. I was like, dude, you're not a pig. Like, you don't go, oh. You know, I was like, let go, relax. I said, the only thing in the way between you and that horse is you. And so I said, okay, I want you to do this. I was like, feel the air. Feel the substance. Everything in life is spirit. It's truth. You can feel it. And I just told him, we're sitting out there in the middle of this round pen, going like this, looking at each other, breathing in, breathing out. And the horse is like right there with us, just looking into it. Just like, I just want to be with you. And finally, it clicked. And he got out of himself because he wasn't focused on trying to get something done. He was just flopping like a bird in the middle of a round pen. And you know what that horse did? The horse come to him too. What he was trying to do and what he was trying to get if he would have just got himself out of the way, and when he did get himself out of the way, everything flowed to him. We get in the way so much of the time. We're trying to make things happen. We're trying to chase things. We're trying to believe more. And the fact is God's word's true, not because we believe it, but because it's true. But when we believe it, we give that power and authority in our lives. We don't even have to believe it when we just line our words. You might not believe it. There's things he tells me and I don't believe, so I just start saying what he said. And I start saying it. One of my mentors used to tell me, and I told Matt this, I was like, look, you don't have to believe what I say. It's like, you don't even have to think it works. You just have to do it. I said, you just keep doing what I'm telling you to do, and I promise it'll work. And you know what? It does. And that's what God says. And what are we going to do? He's saying, I want you to just speak what I say. I want you to know my thoughts, because his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And his ways are higher than our ways. And you can take that to the bank, man. You can trust God because he's worthy. And this word isn't true because of someone's opinion. This word is true because God said it, and it cannot return to him void. Amen. It's what gets us through hard times. It's what keeps us focused in good times, because really, who's our source? God. We have one source, and only one source, and it's the one who created the heavens and the earth. The Bible says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What did God do? It said the earth was without form and without void, and so it said, say God said, yeah, there's no lights here, let's go to the next planet. No. You know what he said? He said he hovered over the face of the earth, right? The Spirit of God hovered over it, and he saw it, right? And then what did he do? He spoke his word. And he created the electric company. Because you know without that, you can't have light, right? No, he said, let there be light. And it says what? And there was light. Didn't say everybody on the planet believed him, although there wasn't no one on the planet yet. Said, let there be light, and what? There was light, right? Why? Because God said it. You want to hear something funny? It took him another couple days to create the stars and the moon and the sun. What we depend on for light. Light was already here. He's like, I need some working light. He's like, I am the light. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am life. I'm everything that you need or will ever need. Will you trust me? And it comes down to what? His word. In the beginning was what? The word. And the word what? Was God. And the word was with God, right? With God and was God. Anyway, it's all the same, right? Speak God's word. Line up with what he's saying. Now, you know, we used to do Shabbat all the time. We still do Shabbat some, but being Jewish, we'd go to, when we were going to the synagogue a lot, they'd have, it's called Shabbat, and it'd start on Friday evening at sundown, and it'd go to Saturday, right? So they'd have like a Shabbat service on Friday night. And so we'd all go. If we didn't go, we would say our blessings, all right? When you grab a cup, right, when we do communion, do you know where that comes from? It comes from Passover. It comes from the Passover Seder, where they have order. Right? They have this order is what it really means. And when you know the order of how things were made, and you know that God's the source, and everything comes to him in spirit, right? Everything, it's in spirit and in truth. Those who worship him must worship him in what? In spirit and in what? Truth, right? In him we live and move and have our being, right? So they have this blessing, and we bless the bread and you bless the wine. But before you would do that, the blessing was Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Isn't that cool? What's that? King of the universe. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God. Blessed are you. Do you know what we're doing? We're blessing God. We're saying, blessed are you, O Lord, Adonai. They say Adonai, but it really is Yahweh. They agree. I am that I am. Because it, as a Jew, you don't even write down the whole word God, right? You write G and then you write a slash and a D so you don't mess up and take God's name in vain, right? The word, when the scribes would write the word out, if they messed up one little bit, you know what they'd do? Throw the whole thing away. The whole thing. You could be on the last page and mess the last period up. And you know what you did? You threw the whole thing away, right? Pretty powerful when you think about that, right? Because they wanted it accurate, 100% true, right? So, but here he is. We're blessing God. We're blessing you, O Lord God, King of what? Of the universe. That means everything. That doesn't just mean here. That means the stars and the moon, just the universe here, but everything. The physical, the spiritual, everything. Guess who's the king of it? God is, right? Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe. And then it says what he does. You know what he does? He brings forth fruit from the vine. And you know what we do? Then we partake of the vine, right? Bore, peri, agathon. And we drink. And it's good. It's not wine. I don't drink wine. But if you do, I'm not judging here, right? What I'm saying is, it's Jesus. We're taking in fruit from the vine, from the King of the universe who provided it, right? And then it says this, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Who brings forth bread from the earth. Isn't that pretty cool? Who's our bread that come from the earth? You remember when Jesus died on the cross? He bled blood, right? Then when he died, he was buried. And what did he do? He raised again on what? On the third day, right? So whenever we take of the communion, we take of that life, do you know what happens? God breathes life into us. And we're partaking literally of that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead makes alive our mortal bodies, right? So we were doing Passover years ago, and we're in the house, and we had a big living room. We had like 40 people there. But there's this lady at our church, and her name was Barb. And I know her name's Barb because for 3 years I called her Karen. She'd come to church, and I'd go, "Hi, Karen, how you doing?" And she goes, "I'm doing good. How are you doing, Pastor James?" And I was like, "I'm doing great." One day I'm like, "Hey, Karen." And they're like, "Why are you calling her Karen?" It's like, "Because that's her name, you stupid." And I was like, "Why wouldn't I call her Karen?" She said, "Because her name's Barb." I said, "No, her name's not Barb." And she's like, I looked at Barb and she goes, "Yeah." I was like, "Why didn't you tell me? Why did it take 3 years for you to tell me your name?" She goes, "Because I thought it was funny." And I was like, all right. So Barb's sitting here with me, and Barb was, like, I had Linda on this side, and then I was at the table, and then she was here, and we took the last cup. There's two cups and two bread before, and a blessing before you got break for dinner. And so I said the blessing, and man, you could just feel God there. I just love Passover because I can just feel the presence of God. Not that he's not with me any time, but sometimes we just feel him more than others, right? And so, because we come more into alignment, he don't move, we do, right? And so I said, okay, I blessed it. And I said, okay, guys, I was like, let's break and let's go eat something. And she looks at me and she's like cranky. She's kind of cranky sometimes anyway. She's kind of grouchy. She's kind of like a old dog that every time if you moved wrong, go rah, 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 right? And so, great lady, you know, you still love your dogs even if they growl at you, right? But she was like, why are you yelling? Why are you yelling? And Linda's like, what are you saying? She goes, why are you talking so loud? Linda's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, Barb was like, we're not yelling. She's like, and she grabs her ear and she says, starts crying like a baby. And she says, I can hear. I can hear. She said, I've been deaf in this ear since I was 4 years old and couldn't hear. She says, now I can hear. She's like, I don't know what happened. Do you know something? No one prayed for her. No one touched her. But the power of who Jesus is and what he done and the finished work, just partaking of that, set her free and healed her. Pretty crazy, huh? So I was thinking about that, and I was walking through the grocery store, and I like to, I eat a lot of meat, so plants are trying to kill you, so I try to stay away from them. So anyway, I always mess with the butchers behind there, you know. So I was messing with them, and I was walking, and I was thinking about that scripture. You know what? I bless you, Father. So I'm walking through the grocery store, blessing God. Thank you. I bless you. Blessed are you. And I kept thinking of that blessing. Blessed are you, O Lord God, King of the universe. Adonai, I am that I am, the great I am. My Elohim, the creator, the one that's the King of the universe. Who lives where? In me. And greater is he that's in me than he that's where? In the world, right? So I'm going through and I'm just smiling and I'm happy. And you know, you want to freak people out, be happy in public. Right? They don't know how to treat you. They don't know how to react, right? And so I just, like, being happy, walking by people, and they like, it's almost like you stink. Like, and I didn't stink then. Sometimes I do stink in the grocery store because I go in after stealing horses, but this was beside the point, right? So I'm just walking and just loving on Jesus, just like, wow, And I was like, he brings forth fruit from the vine. God started opening up, showing me, like, oh, this is me. This is who I am. And this is the power. And all I got to believe is, I don't have to believe his word for it to be true, but it's already true, so I might as well believe it. And even if I don't believe it, I'll just start saying it. And then if faith comes by hearing by the word of God, what's going to happen? I'm going to let my voice say what he says in spite of if I believe it or not, because he's got a little more rank than I do. So I'm walking through there, and I leave, and I walk down. I walk out, and I drive, and I'm feeding my horses, and I look at my water tank, and I got like this 40-gallon drum thing, water thing that I feed my that I water my stud out of, and the girls, I'd already fed them. They're up the hill, and he's got his own little four-acre pasture. And I walked over, and it's like all full of moss. And so I was like, you know something? I'm going to clean this out. So I dumped it out, and the hose is really slow filling on that one. On the top, it's good. And I hate waiting on a hose to fill up my water tank. Like, if it's slow, if it's fast, I don't mind. But if it's slow, I hate it. Like, it drives me like, I don't want to wait. I got things to do. I got to get moving. Like, and so I'm sitting there. I dump the water tank out, and I'm rinsing it out, and I'm holding my thumb on it, and I'm going, shh, like this, like that. I didn't go shh when I was doing it, but I'm trying to make the sound that the water made, right? So, and it wasn't getting it good enough, but it was okay. And so I set it back up and put the tank and started filling. I said, you know what, Father? I wish I just had some kind of spray nozzle or something that I could just hook this on and get it cleaner, because this ain't cutting it for me. And so I stepped away, looked, I walked over here, and then I started to walk, and I tripped. And there was a rock, and then there was something that was sticking up out of the ground. Oh. It was in the dirt, barely sticking up, clogged with dirt. And it was just when I kicked the rock, it knocked it up, and this is what I found. And do you know what I said?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. And I dumped out what little water I did as I cried doing it, because I knew it'd take me longer to fill it up. Knocked all the dirt and stuff out of this, hooked it up, and it sprayed and cleaned it like nothing, like I couldn't get before. Tell me God doesn't care. Where did this come from? How did this get that far from my horse's water tank, which is portable and mobile? This is not mine, by the way. I don't buy tools because you have to use them. Right? I don't want to use them. Right? And this wouldn't have been my choice. How did this get there? And how, after I just said that, did it just come up? It is like the greatest coincidence ever to happen in coincidences of coincidences. See, it might not mean something to anyone else, but I took this and I put it on my, I have like a desk with a bookshelf, and I have a belt buckle that says champion trainer on that. I have some spurs that I won. And guess what sets next to this? This does. Because every time I look at this, I see that God hears my every cry. He hears my every prayer. The Bible says He knows what we're going to ask even before we ask. You can count on Him. He cares about a little thing like a water thing. It's probably a big thing to my horse because he wants clean water. But He cared that much about me. Blessed are You, Lord God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth, provision, hope, peace, love, healing. What do you need? What are you looking for? What looks impossible in your life? What are you trying to do in your own strength, in your own power? Those people say, you know, nothing just pops out of there like it doesn't come from ever and nowhere. And I'm like, dude, you can't do that to me anymore. I was driving home from church, and like I got money ready to go in the bank. I just didn't get it to the bank yet, and my light comes on, and you know the light that says you need gas, that truck. You kind of want to pay attention to that light, or it makes you walk. And I do not like walking. That's why I have horses, because you can ride them, right? So I have trucks. So I'm like, that's all good. I got $20. We got food at home. I'm going to stop and I'm going to put $20 in my gas station. Or in the gas station. I'm going to put $20 in my tank. And I'm going to get where I'm going. And tomorrow, I'll go to the grocery store and I'll go fill it up. And we'll get back. And I had work too. And so I was like, I ain't worried about it. So I'm driving. And $20, food at home. And Linda calls. Hey, honey. I was like, yes, dear. How are you, sweetie? She's like, I'm out of peppers. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, and I'm thinking, I got $20. this $20 is going in my gas tank. You're going to have to eat something else. And then God said, are you going to believe me? Or are you going to believe that wallet? I said, yes. I was like, how many peppers do you want? She goes, I just need two. I was like, all right, honey, I'll get you some peppers. And she goes, and I need this. Like, oh, Jesus. I got 20. Can we wait till tomorrow? I really need it today. God's like, are you going to believe me? I'm like, yes, sir. I'm going to believe you. Because money's not my source. God's my source. Money is a divine substance that cannot be depleted. But God is my source who brings that to me in my life. It's my servant. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to bless my money. I said, Father, thank you. I'm going to pull in. I'm going to get $15 worth of gas. And then I can get what I need and go. And so I'm picky about where I gas up. Like, I go to the same grocery store most of the time. So, like, I'm a creature of habit, right? And so I was, like, pulling in. I pulled off. I was like, well, I better get gas. And so I find myself pulling into this gas station that's next to the gas station I usually go to, and I don't even know why I'm pulling off into that gas station. And I pull in, and as I start to pull in, I pull up at a pump, and the attendant runs out of the store and runs up to me. She says, sir, she goes, this is going to sound weird. And I said, what's that? Why is that? And she said, I just charged a lady on her card $20, and she wanted to pay cash, so I've got this money on the card, and I got to give her cash, and I don't know what to do. And she says, do you have $20 that you could just, if you're going to pay in cash, and then I'll just go ahead and put the $20 into your tank? And the first thing that came to my mind was, I have $15, because I got to get peppers. So I said, well, ma'am, I was only going to put 15 in. And she goes, that's great. She said, you put 15, you give me 20, I'll give you 5 back, and I'll put $20 into your tank. And you know what she did? She did. Go to the grocery store. Guess what happens? I buy the peppers, and I can't even remember, it was a little thing for Linda. And I was looking, I was like, those peppers aren't on sale. This is like, I'm going to go over. I was like, you know what? I'm going to trust God. I walked to the thing, $4.99. I was like, ma'am, I think you got the wrong price on those peppers. She goes, no, I've checked them out right. I think they're on sale today. Tell me that God doesn't care about the little things. Now what? I had died if I hadn't got the peppers, probably, because Linda would have killed me. But I wouldn't have died if I was walking, right? You know what? God cared. God took care of me. But I made it a point, because he's been teaching me. You speak his word. What does God say about the situation? Bless your money. Bless it. Bless your wallet. One is like, don't say I don't ever have enough. Say my wallet is full. God's always filling because he's my source and he's my supply, even when it's empty. And watch what he'll do. He'll stretch that out. And he'll take care of it. Take care of you. Stuff that just doesn't come from nowhere, does it? Are you going to trust God? Or are you going to trust your eyes? Are you going to trust God? Or are you going to trust your ears? Are you going to trust God? Or are you going to trust what you can touch and feel? Whose report do you believe? I want to believe his. Because he's proven himself in the littlest of things, and I can count on him in the big things. Amen?
Amen.
So, Father, we just thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for just being with us and being so faithful to us. and that you're always there and always faithful. We come into agreement with your word, Father. And we say, we just rest in that, Father. We don't have to do anything. We rest in your word and agree with you. And we just allow you to do your thing. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to learn more about us, check out our website at www.silverlakebaptist.org.